man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is your country boy surviving in North Dakota. On February 17th, 2023. And we're back into the blistering heat wave here. 30 degrees on my front porch. And the show is live, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. So if you'd like to call in, well, you just dial this number, and you'll be talking to the Round Rock, Texas headquarters of the Republic Broadcasting Network, to my indomitable engineer and producer, who will connect you with me at 512-248-8252. And then you can talk to bazillions of people. Well, let's see, what do we... I think I put everything in there into the... start of the show. Let's, to give you something to ruminate on, as we begin the show, several really good items. Some good news coming for us. The next big news, great news for us, is going to be on Sunday. What date is that? Let me go to the link here. Today being the 17th, that would be the 19th, would it not? Let me go to the link here. And if you want to go to the same link and look at it yourself, it's right here. And the link is Rage, R-A-G-E, againstwar.com. Rageagainstwar.com. Well, this is the website of the Rage Against the War Machine rally, which will take place on Sunday, February 19th, at the Lincoln Memorial. None of us know how many people will be there, but it will be a substantial number. We know that. You cross your fingers and hope that maybe the publicity has gotten out there, and maybe it's, you know, it'll be like a Woodstock phenomenon. You know, by the time we got to Woodstock, we were 500,000 strong. And, but it's going to be a large crowd, and they will then, when they conclude a stellar lineup of speakers, the crowd will then proceed, march over to the White House, as I understand it. And you can bet a dollar to a donut that the coward Brandon Obama will not be there. And I meant O'Biden, yes. He will not be there. He will be somewhere at his classified documents rooms over in Delaware. Or he'll be falling down on his bicycle because he doesn't know how to get his toe out of a toe clip. I think he's probably very unfamiliar with toe clips. He was trying to impress with a better bicycle than he's ever ridden on, and he didn't know how toe clips actually work. You have to take your toe out before you get off the bike. That's good. Now, let's go to the speakers. Let us look at these speakers. You're going to love it. List of speakers. At the Rage Against War, and of course, it's the war in question is World War III, which the commie rats in the White House and in the deep state think it's cute to mess around with a World War III. Some of them, I think, are so satanic, they actually want a World War III. Others are just insane. But here are names that you may recognize, some of these names that will be speaking. If you can be there, wow, lucky you. If you live like nearby, come on, throw the kids in the station wagon and go on out for a great, great speaking. And I don't know, what will the weather be like at the Lincoln Memorial Sunday? What kind of weather have you folks got out there now? If anybody live out there, let me know. We want good weather for this rally. Okay, I'm just looking at the list of speakers as at the moment. I'm sure speakers will be added, but in no particular order, just starting at the top and going down the list of speakers. One is Jimmy Dore, D-O-R-E. Some of you may have encountered him on YouTube and other places, podcasting and broadcasting. Some great stuff, Jimmy Dore. The next one, is there a man, woman, or child in this audience who does not know Ron Paul? He will be speaking. I mean, that'll having Ron Paul read the Riot Act to Let's Go Brandon, I think that's just going to be wonderful. Next, another superlative speaker, Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm just going down my personal list of favorites here. Gerald Celente. All of you have heard and seen Gerald Celente. And by the way, there's an interesting mixture here of people from the left, the anti-war left, people who just don't think World War III is a good idea, even though they're left-wingers, and then people from the right. This is really unique. We haven't seen anything like this. Is it ever, maybe? And what's the occasion? Why are people on the left against the war and people on the right against the war able to get together? Well, because we share with people, even people, some people on the left, do not enjoy World War III's. We think they're a real bad idea. And yeah, we're willing to hold hands with left-wingers to save our children. And we're not insane, as are the Communist Party USA. And the Communist Party's all across Europe. The Communist Party in New Zealand, this woman Ardern in New Zealand, a complete whack job. How have the whack jobs taken over in Australia, in Canada? Justin Trudeau, a whack job. The child, you can't make this stuff up. He is the offspring of Fidel Castro. His mother, touring the Caribbean with her husband, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, she headed off into the bushes for a tryst with Fidel Castro, got impregnated with Justin Trudeau. And if you doubt this, then just take side by side of go into Google Images, get a picture of Justin Trudeau, then get a younger picture of Fidel Castro, put them side by side, do it with different photos. It's undeniable. And so many people have commented on the fact that he is the son of Fidel Castro, but he's acting like a communist. He is a communist. Anyway, let's go back to this list. Gerald Celente. This is a great one. Roger Waters. Does that name ring a bell to you? Pink Floyd. Roger Waters, the creative genius behind Pink Floyd. Wow. He's made several very brave and intelligent political stances in recent years. He'll be there. That's worth going to the event, just that, to listen to Roger Waters and maybe get an autograph on your one of your Pink Floyd albums. Bring your Pink Floyd covers. Let's see. Some of these names, especially the left, people on the left, I'm not going to be familiar with. Here is somebody you know. Jackson Hinkle. I watch him for updates on Ukraine on YouTube. Jackson Hinkle. And so there you go. We started out with the big ones here: Ron Paul, Tulsi Gabbard, and Gerald Celente, and Roger Waters. So it's going to be, and there'll be others. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe Kevin Bannon will be there, and that's worth the price of the trip right there. Just to, if you haven't met Steve Bannon, which I have not, if I were within driving distance, I would drive out to this just to meet Steve Bannon. The self-same Steve Bannon, let's come up with some more good news for you. That was Sunday. More good news. The following weekend, the Conservative Political Action Conference, at which Steve and Kevin Bannon will be there, with his table and with his war room posse, he calls them. I think this is the most impressive information outfit operating right now, is Stephen Bannon's operation. He'll be there at this Conservative Political Action Conference. I don't see him scheduled on the list of speakers. Let's shift over to March 1st through 4th, March 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go over to that tab on my page here. Speakers. I've got it here somewhere. I talked about it a little last night. Details. Announced speakers. Here we go. An even more incredible list of speakers. And I don't know which nights each will be appearing, but we'll be definitely addressing their appearances next week on this show. The first one, someone you might be familiar with, a guy named Donald J. Trump. He's going to be speaking, and I don't know which day, Saturday, Friday, I don't know. The Ronald Reagan dinner, I don't know. Lucky stiffs that are going to be in that audience. And I have actually heard Donald Trump address a CPAC conference, and I believe it was 2011 in Washington. It was either at the Omni or the other hotel that they pair up with there. Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, she's a good one. Ben Carson, former U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, he's a good one. James Comer, he's the chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Accountability. He is a good one. Ted Cruz will be speaking. I don't. You know, My enthusiasm for Ted Cruz, such as it was, already dinged, took a big ding this morning when I listened to Ted Cruz emphatically declare that he wants Russia soundly beaten in the war in Ukraine. Was he talking to Victoria Nuland? I think he was, of all people. He's at a hearing, and that's the chance to grill, to roast, to fry Victoria Nuland. Instead of doing that, he said, I agree with you. I want Russia soundly beaten in the Ukraine war. Ted, baby, Ted, ooh. No. Is Ted Cruz one of these rhino warmongers, World War III Russian roulette players? I don't want people like that representing me in the Senate. But he'll be speaking. Maybe he can defend himself here as to why he thinks Russia should be soundly defeated. And so what if we are dancing, we're spinning the chambers on World War III? What's there to worry about, Ted? It's just World War III. Let's see. Nikki Haley will be there. Now, of course, that wouldn't be... You're going to a Nikki Haley speech for your chance to lustily boo her. Let me see if I can still remember her name. Nimrata Randhawa. I don't know how I can remember that, a name like that. I did take Sanskrit in college, so I kind of familiarized myself with the inflections of Indian languages. She's a Punjabi. And Nimrata Randhawa. Here's a good one. The Honorable Elise Stefanik, New York Congresswoman. Wow, she's a good one. Tulsi Gabbard, who's going to be speaking at the Lincoln Memorial previous weekend, the Rage Against War. Tulsi Gabbard will be there, former Congresswoman Democrat who left the Democrat Party from Hawaii. Matt Gaetz, oh yeah. Worth the price of admission right there. We're talking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Next week, March 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. How about, here we go. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of the Georgia 14th Congressional District up there near Northwest Georgia, Chickamauga. We're talking, speaking of the great women, Lauren Boebert of the Colorado 13th Congressional District, which covers pretty much the whole uninhabited western portion of Colorado. Sebastian Gorka, oh yeah. Worth the price of admission. Ronnie Jackson, Texas 13th Congressional District. He used to be Donald Trump's doctor in the White House, was a U.S. Navy admiral, now a congressman and a great one from Texas. How about this? The man who has done the building of truthsocial.com, Devin Nunes, who was a California congressman. He resigned from that to take on Truth Social. Who else have we got here? These are all coming up next, the weekend after next. Well, we've got some more. I'll give you some more on the list. You're going to love it. And then we've got a great event on Wednesday involving Donald J. Trump on Wednesday. Come back for that.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. What's coming up on Wednesday? I promised you before the break. Well, Donald John Trump is going to hop into his exquisite aircraft and head to Ohio. And he's going to visit the site of the Norfolk Southern train derailment. And this is now, of course, the Biden communist team has gotten wind of this. So they may, who knows, they may try to do some damage control and get Biden out there between now, Friday. And they surely wouldn't send him out on Wednesday when Donald Trump will be there. I mean, that would be too juicy. I don't know. Let's just think about it. Pretend you're a Biden staffer for a moment and think about it. We got to get our man out there. Donald Trump's going out. He's showing us up. He's showing that we don't give a rat's ass about Trump voters, about the deplorables, about the real Americans. We don't care about them. And of course, that's the kind of people that live out there. at the train. I've forgotten the name of the town. One of you callers can help me with that. But we don't care about those people, those blue-collar people, those real Americans who are getting gassed. Oh, East Palestine, and that's how they say it. East Palestine, Ohio. And they don't, thank you, producer. That's the fellow that you talk to when you call in. What an act of chutzpah to not even visit. Oh, also, when they applied for federal disaster relief, they were turned down. Oh, who made that call? Was it the big guy himself? I mean, talk about stupid. So, you know, they denied them relief. These are totally innocent people who, you know, they're sitting at their breakfast table and all of a sudden, boom, 150 plus car train derails, carrying all kinds of lethal chemicals. What is it? Vinyl chloride, polyvinyl chloride, and other chemicals. Then some jackass makes the call to, it's only four cars involved. It's a lot of chemical, but it's not 157 cars. Some jackass makes the decision to burn it. Why the hell do you do that? You now aerosolize it and put it into the air, spread it everywhere. It was a liquid. You could contain it somewhat. So nobody's consulted. Of course, this is the way we live now. Nobody's consulted. The governor of Ohio, what's his face? He's a dumbass. He steps in it. And so there we go. He's a Republican. I don't know if he's a rhino or a patriot. I don't know. But he's stupid, that's for sure. And so the president will be there on Wednesday. And that, let's just assume Joe Biden doesn't go out there. So it'll be, look at the contrast. It'll be Donald Trump who cares about the people, the real American people, and goes out to offer them his support. And, you know, that'll be one heck of a story. So that's coming up Wednesday, and we'll cover it right here. It'll happen during the day prior to our radio show on Wednesday. So that night right here on the station, we'll talk about what happened. And then Trump will go back to Mar-a-Lago and get ready to go out to the Gaylord National Harbor Resort, which is on Chesapeake Bay, just at the south side of Washington, D.C. So we'll cover that when that happens. And I don't know which day it's going to be. It might be Friday night for... If he's speaking Friday night, it might be right about the time we're on the air here. I don't know. They might be streaming it on the Conservative Political Action Conference. Oh, I didn't finish the list of speakers I was sharing with you. It's pretty stellar. Let's go over to it. Let's look at it. I'm finding it right here. Speakers, okay. The last speaker I mentioned was... Carrie Lake. Take a break right now, and there are a bunch more great speakers I'll share with you after the break. Stay tuned.
The miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling.
We're back, folks. And one person that's going to be speaking, you could meet her at the Conservative Political Action Conference, March 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, in National Harbor, which is Washington, D.C. Is Amanda Milius. That name may ring a bell with you. Amanda Milius. Now, she just recently made a great Patriot movie, and I can't remember whether it was on... which left-wing outrage it was on, but she made a great movie. And she is the daughter of John Milius, who you remember from all kinds of great movies. One of the greatest directors ever and screenwriters. My favorite movie by John Milius is one of his lesser-known movies, Big Wednesday, which is his paean to surfing. And and that movie contains all kinds of people and places that were, for me, they were my home stomping grounds when I was in high school. And John Milius has said his religion is surfing. Speaking of religion, he's a Jewish guy who says, I'm reading here, in 1992, Milius claimed he was blacklisted for his conservative beliefs in liberal Hollywood. And he says, if you don't share the politically correct vision, then you are an outlaw. You are hunted, and there is a price on your head. And if they catch you, they will hang you. And there you go. There'll be another great Jewish writer who also connects with Milius, moved to Bel Air. He lived in Bel Air. That's where the kids at my junior high school, in high school, their parents lived in Bel Air. Going to Santa Monica High School, also in up my alley, let me find him here. Let me go back to the list of speakers that will be at the Conservative Political Action Conference and that you don't want to miss. I left off with Carrie Lake. Sarah Carter will be there. She's a great investigative reporter. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch. Ooh, he's a giant in our cause. How about, here he is, Stephen Miller. Who is Stephen Miller? When you were listening to those great speeches by Donald Trump in his first presidency, and maybe some since, I don't know if he's continued on as one of Donald Trump's speechwriters and advisors, he lists himself on the CPAC page here as senior advisor to President Trump and founder of America First Legal. Stephen Miller went to Santa Monica High School. I probably saw him on the street in Santa Monica many times. And of course, I would not have known who he was. Let's find some other names you know here. Gordon Chang. He's one of the greatest experts on the China threat. Gordon Chang is. And then, let's see here. More names you know. Oh, this one. I would go just to meet this one man, Dr. Robert Malone. What a gutsy genius in exposing the COVID crime, the greatest medical crime in history. And then you've got, there's Amanda Milius and Kash Patel. Kash Patel has a new book. Let me remember the name. I don't have my copy yet. I don't think it's been printed yet, but you want to get your advanced order to, it's called, I believe it's called Government Criminals. Something like Government Criminals, and apparently it pulls no punches. Jack Posobiec is going to be there. Who else? Matt Whitaker. He was one of the good ones in the Trump cabinet. And going down here, skipping a lot of names, just going for the highlights here. Greg Stubbe, a great congressman from Florida, 17th District of Florida. So that's all coming up. And I would say, what is the significance of this CPAC? This is going to be a big one. I think it will be one of the things they do at CPAC is they do a straw poll to see who the attendees, and by the way, the attendees at the Conservative Political Action Conference, you got to go to one to know this is true, 10,000 attendees from all across the country, a who's who of the right. They have a booth area, a whole floor of displays from all the little different groups and stuff. I assume Steve Bannon will be there with his War Room posse. They'll have a table. I mean, imagine that. You could go there, shake hands with Steve Bannon, talk to him, you know, converse. I mean, Steve Bannon is a superstar. And he was Donald Trump's top senior advisor. I think he had an office like two doors down from the president in the West Wing, if I'm not misremembering. And then he had his career with inside the Trump administration was shortened by just a faux pas, he got screwed by a left wing journalist who set him up and got a few things, nothing big. He got a few personal comments that he was recording without Steve Bannon's knowledge, and one of them was not too flattering of an appraisal of Ivanka Trump, and that was, thanks a lot. But then this is what they do. What the left does is warfare. Their journalists are killers. They're not interested in news. Donald Trump has run into this phenomenon several times where lying journalists, enemies of the people, have set him up, said, we're just going to talk. We're going to have I want to clarify some things. And, then all of a sudden, there's a tape recorder. There are set up questions. Then they start editing. They edit what they recorded. So a lot of people smartly say, I'm not going to do an interview with you unless I control the recording and I can make a complete recording. And you cannot edit my comments. Anyway, so Steve Bannon will be there. And I want to see Steve Bannon back in the West Wing in President 47's cabinet come January 20th, 2025, because Steve Bannon is a national treasure, a complete genius. And he's good even if he's out of the administration, but boy, I'd like to have him right by Donald Trump's elbow for 4 years. I think we got through our speakers there. So that's what's coming up. Now let's go over here to my favorite haunt, which is truthsocial.com. And let's see if the president has put anything up in the last few minutes. No, he has not. But today he puts up a post. Has anyone noticed that inflation is getting worse? Just asking, he says. Nice. And here's one he put up today, a few hours ago. The Democrats have really weaponized the Department of Injustice. Now, I'm not putting any editorializing in here. I'm going to read this the way it's written by the president. Weaponized the Department of Injustice, even sending political operatives to work in the Manhattan DA's office. They want to get Trump because they know they can't beat me at the polls. They've been after me for years with hoaxes and witch hunts. But as I become more and more popular, at least partially because of the contrast between now and just 3 years ago, it only gets more dangerous and worse. America will not become a Marxist nation. I like that. Here's another one, 4 hours ago from our president. I've been to Miami, but I've never been to I went to Miami. The only time I went to Miami was for a Ron Paul rally in Little Cuba. It's a neighborhood of Miami. And then Ron Paul appeared in a presidential debate among Republicans that occurred at a university there in Miami. But I've never been to Donald Trump's golf course there, which is Doral, one of the premier golf courses in the world. He writes to you, I just spent a fortune on the Blue Monster at Trump National Doral in Miami. Truly, apparently that's its nickname, the Blue Monster. Truly one of the greatest golf courses anywhere in the world. Thousands of specimen coconut palm trees recently added. Big, bold, and long. It is one of the touring pros' favorite courses to play. The LIV Championship is all signed for the fall. So he's got the roster of golfers for the LIV. I don't know what LIV stands for, but it's the new competing tour of professional golfers. Just left Doral. The whole place is amazing. And just consider what the president's doing here. This, you know, they have done everything they can to destroy Donald Trump. Everything. What John Milius was talking about, the blacklisting, just a small taste of what has been dished out to Donald Trump. They've attempted to destroy all his golf courses, to remove the competitions, to remove the championships, to remove the television revenue and television coverage. You know, they've attempted to destroy his private brands of wine and ties and you name it. He just keeps going. The art of the comeback, the art of the deal. Let's find something else he's done. Here's something he put up today. Trump leads in the 2024 primary. He beats DeSantis and Pence in a favorability poll. And let's take a look at that. And this is good news. You could take this for granted, but why? He's always on top in every poll. Have you noticed? And you don't have to be winning by 80 points. You know, I mean, if you're beating somebody by 20 percentage points, hey, put a fork in it. That's over. That guy was beaten. So on this poll he links to, this one is a new Morning Consult poll has found that former President Donald Trump has the clear lead in a 2024 Republican presidential primary, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis trailing behind by 18 points. The survey released saw similar results to other recent polls that also saw Trump come out on top. Trump is backed by 49% of potential Republican primary voters. And now all of these, by the way, these polls, and I keep forgetting the term, these polls, almost all of them lie like a rug, because they're trying to slant the poll results, to cook it, like what they did with the election, rigging it. So if Trump is really ahead of somebody by 40 percentage points, well, then they can publicize it as 18 percentage points. So many different ways to cheat that these pollsters have perfected. But Trump's margins are so great, you can only cheat so much before it becomes too obvious. So he's won every poll. He will win every poll. He will win the nomination. I don't even need to go through the details of this particular poll. And there we go on that. If you want to call in, let's see, we're pretty good on time. You can still call in with a call here. It's 512-248-8252. And so here we are on a Friday, closing out the week. And things are looking good. I didn't do any coverage of Donald Trump Jr.'s posting on truthsocial.com, but he is red hot. He is doing, his posts are fantastic, and he shows that he's very much integral to the Trump operation. And you can feel he's starting to influence his dad. It's becoming more and more obvious. And his dad is influencing, of course, Don Jr. These two men are extraordinary, with identical names, Donald Trump, Donald John Trump, Jr. and Sr. So that's going to be a fantastic 1-2 punch. A left hook followed by a right cross throughout the campaign. It's already started. So, in fact, let me go to Junior here. I don't know how old is Donald Trump Jr. Let's just look him up real quick here. He looks like he's in his late 40s. What do you think? On computer. Here we go. How about this computer over here? Donald Trump Jr. Born in 1977. Little break. We'll come back. I'll give you the details on Jr.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance
from behind. Okay, we've got one more little segment of time. to share with you. And talking a little bit about Don Jr., I was reading up on him during the break, and oh, this is beautiful what I found. I looked at his Wikipedia article, and you know, those of you out there that are active or prominent in some way, you know that your Wikipedia article will, of course, be a complete slam, a complete left-wing hatchet job on you. And so, when, by the way, folks, when you read a Wikipedia article on somebody that's prominent in our movement, please don't believe what you're reading. And those of us that are victimized by these, there is no, Wikipedia offers you no recourse as to, you know, to correct the lies, the errors, the missing facts about you. They don't. It's a left-wing joke at Wikipedia. Now, some people manage to not get a Wikipedia article ever written about themselves. Like I just noticed Amanda Milius doesn't have one. There must be a trick. Probably involves retaining an attorney, spending some money to threaten Wikipedia if they put an article up. And but so poor guys like me can't do that. But Amanda Milius has no article. Bless her and all those who are able to avoid being hatchet jobbed on Wikipedia. So here it is. Listen to this. This Donald Trump Jr. can certainly afford an attorney, but he hasn't been able to get the, look at this. He obviously hasn't been able to get this off. So people innocently look up Donald Trump Jr. on Wikipedia, and here's what they learn. Did you know this about Donald Trump Jr.? He cooperated with Russia. This is talking about Donald Jr. now, not making it up. He cooperated with Russia in their interference in the 2016 United States elections. Gee, I thought that was discovered to be a complete hoax. But that's good enough for Wikipedia. And had a meeting with a Russian lawyer who promised damaging information about the campaign of Hillary Clinton. He has promoted several conspiracy theories. Ooh, that's good biographical writing, isn't it? He has promoted several conspiracy theories. Okay. Then he makes unfounded claims. Such a bad person. Well, here we are. I will meet up again on Monday after this tremendous Rage Against the War rally on Sunday. Tune us in Monday to see how it went. See you then.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.